With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Recently, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced the national recognition of a fisheries research project in Vilas County. The ongoing research on Sanford Lake has been recognized with the Sport Fish Restoration Project Award presented by the American Fisheries Society. For WXPR News, Maria Peralta Arellano has the story.
Sanford Lake, north of Boulder Junction, has been the home of an ongoing research project looking into the use of fish sticks. Since 2015, researchers have been using tree drops, or fallen trees, to provide more suitable habitat for the fish. This is meant to simulate what occurs naturally in our ecosystem. Gregory Sass is a DNR Fisheries Research Team leader.
That tree that naturally fell down in the lake, that produces what I like to call a micro ecosystem within the larger ecosystem. And so you have benthic macroinvertebrates and our aquatic insects that are attracted to that, which attracts the small fish. For the small fish, it also provides refuge for them where the larger predators can't capture them as effectively.
The project found the drops doubled the amount of fish the lake could support and ushered in a new chapter of research.
We've added another 240 trees to the system because we want to find out, is there a point where adding more habitat doesn't get us any more fish production, which is a really important question for us as fisheries managers, but also for lakeshore homeowners, because there might only be so much habitat or shoreline on a lake where we can actually do these sorts of projects.
SAS says the recognition of the project is the result of strong teamwork and dedication from various people over the course of several years. He wants the project to bring awareness to what our fish populations need.
My biggest hope is that by continuing to open up people's eyes to the importance of fish habitat as a first principle for sustainable and responsible fisheries management, and probably the need to be doing more of that, that would be the most successful thing I think that could come from this project, is to have that propagate.
For WXPR News, I'm Maria Peralta Arellano in Vilas County.
Maria Peralta Arellano is a Report for America Corps member covering water quality and the environment for WXPR Public Radio in northern Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula. A collision between a cyclist and a semi killed an Antigo man. Antigo police say the collision happened at Superior Street and 10th Avenue Tuesday afternoon at 1:50. A 45-year-old man from Antigo was dead at the scene. No one else was hurt. The Wisconsin State Patrol is working on a crash reconstruction at the request of Antigo's chief of police. The Langlade County Sheriff's Office and Antigo Fire Department EMS assisted Antigo police at the scene. Progressive Abdul El-Sayed appears likely to be the Democratic nominee for the U.S. Senate in Michigan, although his race with U.S. Representative Haley Stevens is very tight. The primary became one of the nation's most expensive campaigns and a proxy battle between the Democratic Party's establishment and progressive wings. Tuesday's winner will face off in November against Republican former U.S. Representative Mike Rogers, who is running unopposed after narrowly losing a Senate race in 2024. In the Michigan governor's race, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson secured the Democratic nomination, while U.S. Representative John James defeated businessman Perry Johnson in the Republican primary. Incumbent Governor Gretchen Whitmer could not seek another term. A judge has ruled that absentee voting in Wisconsin discriminates against disabled voters, siding with groups that are seeking to force elections officials to allow for electronic ballots. But the judge stopped short Tuesday of ordering electronic ballots, setting up a trial on that issue later. It almost certainly will not be resolved before the November election. Disability Rights Wisconsin, the League of Women Voters, and four disabled voters brought the lawsuit in 2024. They argued that not having the email absentee voting option violated the Americans with Disabilities Act. At least seven people were arrested after Madison officials forcibly cleared an encampment that had been blocking an east side intersection for nearly 2 weeks. As Sarah Lear reports, demonstrators pitched tents at the site where a Madison officer fatally shot a black man July 22nd.
Bulldozers and street sweepers rolled through the intersection of Baldwin and Williamson Streets Tuesday morning. As people chanted, Samuel Brooks of Portage recalled seeing construction equipment roll through the encampment before dawn.
We had a unhoused couple, I think there were two people, still sleeping in a tent. We were trying to wake them up and get them out.
Brooks was cited for resisting police. Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway says the city initially sent in Streets Division and mental health workers to tell people to leave. She says police got involved after people started fires and threw rocks. Tuesday's actions followed a series of warnings from the mayor. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This story comes from the Wisconsin News Collaborative, a partnership of Wisconsin Public Media Newsrooms, including WUWM, Wisconsin Public Radio, and WXPR. People looking to avoid single-use plastics are increasingly turning to items labeled as compostable, but environmental groups warn they may not be as green as people think. Catherine Carley reports.
Darby Hoover with the Natural Resources Defense Council says the compostable label doesn't guarantee something is free of toxic chemicals. She says many compostable single-use plastics still contain the same chemical additives found in fossil fuel-based plastics, including substances that could be detrimental to your health.
It's what we add to those plastics to make them more durable, to make them more flexible. Those particular additives are the same no matter what the feedstock for the plastic is. And those are the additives we see that have the toxic concerns associated with them.
Hoover argues products considered compostable shouldn't be made of fossil fuel-derived plastic, but rather from renewable sources like hemp, seaweed, or agricultural waste, and they should be 100% toxic-free. She says this ensures the materials are returning nutrients to the soil without contributing to environmental harm. I'm Catherine Carley.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.